Well, everything kind of started when I was 12. I was staying at Uncle Drew and Aunt June's house when my parents were abroad. Margaret and I were there for about a month or so, I guess. And this one day, Aunt June took Margaret to the mall. She said I could stay behind because Uncle Drew would be home soon. And I was doing my homework in the living room, just sitting on the couch when he came in. He came over and sat down next to me on the couch and asked me what I was reading. We talked a little bit about my day at school. And then I felt his fingers like slip through my hair and kind of brush a long strand of hair behind my ear. No, it just kind of felt funny, and I kept my eyes down on my book, and he chuckled and said how pretty I was getting and how grown up I was starting to look. And I guess that made me embarrassed because my cheeks got really hot, and he laughed. And he took my chin in his hand and he made me turn and look at him. And then for a second it was just like really quiet and still, and he had this look in his eyes that I hadn't seen before. And then, I don't know what happened, he just leaned in and he kissed me. It wasn't like a peck on the lips, it was full on, like, tilted my head to the side and his lips took my mouth, and all of a sudden I felt the tip of his tongue spreading my lips apart. And before I knew it, he had his tongue in my mouth. And he let out this really soft, muffled groan, and I think my eyes were still open. I'd never kissed like that before. He pulled away for a second and looked at me, and I didn't know what to say, but I didn't say anything to make him stop. I mean, it was just, I don't know, I was kind of like stunned, like a deer in the headlights. And he asked me if that felt good, and I nodded. And he said, "See, you are getting all grown up." And then he leaned in and started kissing me some more. And I don't know, I let my mouth open up a little bit. And he was like exploring me with his tongue and coaxing my tongue out a little bit until it started to slide into his mouth as well. And I was trying to be good at it. I didn't know what to do. I just knew that I wanted to make him happy. And then I felt his hand kind of slid around and cupped my ass on the outside of my skirt, and he sort of pulled me over toward him so that I was pressing up against him. And then his fingers slid underneath the hem of my skirt and he squeezed my little butt. I can still remember his fingers touching my panties and my whole body went really rigid. He didn't seem to mind, though. And then, as we were kissing, his other hand slid down between us, and he started to kind of grope my little breast. I didn't really have breasts then. I mean, I was only 12. I was pretty flat-chested. But he really liked rubbing his thumb over my nipple and making it, like, poke through my t-shirt because I wasn't wearing a bra. And his kisses just kind of got more aggressive and hungry. We must have made out like that for, gosh, I don't know, about 15 or 20 minutes before we heard Aunt June's car pull up into the drive. And I got really, really nervous, and he stopped and said, "You know, this is just between us. You have to keep this a secret, okay? Can I trust you to be a big girl and keep our secret?" And I nodded at him and said, "I promise." And then he got up and went to the kitchen and started pouring himself a drink. She just whizzed past me, straight into the kitchen. They were talking about their day like nothing happened. Margaret came in and sat on the couch and turned on the TV, and I was just sitting there like my heart was pounding. I was so afraid that I was going to get in so much trouble. But at the same time, I was wondering if he would do it again.